off the ball breakfast.
Well, you say doing double training sessions. I'd say he's being forced to do double training sessions, and he's there as a shell of a person.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, all the fallout from Liverpool's annihilation of Tottenham in the Carabao Cup semi-finals. Celtic fans avoid a travel ban. And we hear from Damien Duff ahead of tonight's President's Cup meeting with Drogheda United. But first today, Ange Postecoglou claims he's not interested in the views of TV pundits after Tottenham's second leg capitulation against Liverpool in the Carabao Cup last night. Going into the match at Anfield with a 1-0 advantage, a timid Spurs were beaten 4-0 at Anfield. The manner of the defeat led to some strong criticism from Sky pundits like Jamie Redknapp and Jamie Carragher. But to Postecoglou, it's all just noise.
You're asking me, to ask Jamie, he's obviously made the comment. I know people get really excited about things like that. There are people on TV to give opinions, and that's what they do, and that's their job. My job is not to scan the TV or the commentary on our games. My job is to manage this football club, and whatever people think or don't think is kind of irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really put any sort of emphasis on who we are and what we're trying to do. At the end of the day, it's everyone's allowed to have an opinion. Everyone's allowed to express that opinion. My view is I don't really need to sort of respond to that or be affected by that, because I don't care. Whether it's Jamie Redknapp or anyone else, I don't care. It doesn't worry me. It doesn't bother me.
The Spurs manager was also asked if his players truly believed they could get a result last night.
I think they understood the opportunity for sure. But, you know, when the reality of it out there hits you, sometimes, you know, it's a bit different to sort of maybe what you envisaged in your head. I said, well, we'll learn from tonight. The major lesson we learn is that we can't sort of go into games like this looking to sort of protect or try and get results in other ways than what's got us to this point, you know. So, I'm sure the players will learn from that. I'm sure they're disappointed by that. As much as we've missed an opportunity to get to a final, what's probably hurting even more was we didn't really give ourselves a chance with the performance tonight.
The night was compounded by a calf injury to Richarlison, who was replaced by Matisse Tell, making his debut. According to reports, however, Tell might not be a Tottenham player for long. Bild journalist Christian Falk claims the French winger still harbours ambitions of joining Manchester United in the summer. Postecoglou had this week dismissed reports that Tell had initially knocked Spurs back in the hopes of securing a move to Old Trafford. Spurs maintained the option to make the 19-year-old's loan move permanent in the summer, which could ultimately be the roadblock denying Tell his seemingly preferred move. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says Sunday's FA Cup fourth round trip to Plymouth will come too soon for Trent Alexander-Arnold. He sustained a thigh injury in the recent Premier League win away to Bournemouth, and he was forced to sit out last night's Tottenham game. Perhaps with an eye on next week's rearranged Merseyside derby, Slot says Alexander-Arnold won't be risked at Home Park. Despite reaching his first final as Liverpool boss, Slot is trying to temper expectations.
I can only tell you that we are at this moment of time in a very good place. And I'm not only talking about the result yesterday evening, but the players are fit already. Not only the 11 that were on the pitch yesterday, but the ones that came in as well. So we're in a good place, but we also know how long the season still is and how many difficult challenges there will still be for us. But we are in a good place. There's only one downside of beating Tottenham 4-0, because the last time we beat them 6-3, I think it was a week later that we beat West Ham 5-0, and all of a sudden that was the bar. So when we just started winning 1-0, everybody was saying they don't have the same form anymore. We are in a good place, but I'm not expecting us to win every single game in the manner we won it yesterday, but that's also not what I ask of them. We just try to do everything to win every single football match. And if it can happen like yesterday in such a good and dominant performance, that's perfect. If not, we have to find another way.
Slot isn't guaranteeing that Kevin Kelleher will continue in goal for next month's Carabao Cup final. Alisson was rested last night with the Corkman keeping another clean sheet. And Slot's been explaining the reasons behind his keeping selections so far this season.
I think I said before the game that we almost every time we've played the second goalkeeper in the League Cup. So at Brighton it was Feet, because at that moment of time Cuif was the number one, because Alisson was injured at that moment. There was only one exception, and that was Tottenham away, where Alisson came back from an injury, and I thought and felt he needed some extra playing time, because if you come back from an injury, you see this with many players. They sometimes need a bit of time to be at their best again. They're still good, but for them to be at their best again. And then 3 days later we played the Accrington Stanley game, and then 3 days later we played Forest, and with him being just back from an injury, for me it felt better for him to play and then have a week rest and then have Nottingham Forest. So that was more with the idea of being best possible prepared for the league. And yesterday was a League Cup game, so that meant Cuif was on goal, and he absolutely deserves to be on goal for everything he did this season until now.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says they can't let the Carabao Cup final become a distraction. They'll face Liverpool at Wembley next month, looking to end their 56-year wait to lift a major trophy. Howe's team go to Birmingham in the fourth round of the FA Cup tomorrow and have a number of key games in the Premier League before the showpiece at Wembley.
Yeah, I think we have to. I think that's the biggest challenge for us now is to, as I said, is to eradicate it from our brain for a period of time, and when it comes around, of course, we give it our full energy and focus. But when you're playing the likes of Manchester City and Liverpool themselves in the league, Nottingham Forest, we know that we can't take our eye off those games. They're very difficult games in their own right, and we'll have to focus on each and every step before we get to the final.
Sven Botman was substituted in the second half against Arsenal. Is he okay, and is he available for this weekend?
I don't think he'd be available for this weekend. So he's taken a knock, as you say, to his knee. It's the opposite knee to the ACL injury. I don't believe it's a serious injury, but it'll be enough to keep him out, as I say, for the Birmingham game. And then we'll assess him during the week next week before we lead into our next league game.
The curtain comes up on the new domestic season tonight. Talca Park set to host the President's Cup meeting of champions Shelburne and cup winners Drogheda United. Earlier this week, Nathan caught up with Shell's manager, Damien Duff.
Last time I saw you before Christmas, I think maybe you were still feeling the effects of the celebrations. New year, new you.
New me. I didn't think it was possible to work harder, but I am. So I guess it's a little bit new, but yeah, as for worse for wear and partying, partying's a little bit boring, so now we've been back to work for quite a while now and we're ready to go.
When you say work harder, what do you mean? Is it putting in more hours? Is it working smarter? Because from talking to before, it seems to be first thing in the morning to last team all night already.
Yeah, I guess working smarter. It's there was never enough hours in the day beforehand, so nothing's changed now. Working smarter, and we've, I guess, made some brilliant appointments off the pitch as well. So here, it's not me working incredibly hard. It's a collective effort, staff and players. So yeah, I'm saying working harder and probably wanting it more.
Mossy Quinn has obviously gone in as CEO, and there's been a lot of talk of Brian Fenton and certain GAA players been around the camp and maybe talking to players. Is there a reason why you've looked at some of the former Dublin players as people who can inspire your players?
I'm just probably on the GAA buzz at the minute. Obviously my kids play it.
Yeah.
I'm still learning the rules. I stopped a few weeks back though when the new rules came in. I thought, here, that's not for me. But no, I'll always dip into anything that can help us. So of course Mossy's come in, and he's one of the brilliant appointments that I just mentioned. Brian Fenton, have we spoken to him? Of course, he's first and foremost a Mad Shells fan. I bumped into him by chance. So, he's spoken to the lads and give them some insight into how to be relentless in your work and win and win and win and to repeat things. And, again, bumping into people. Kieran Donaghy, Kerry legend, he was out at the AUL. First and foremost, I think, putting an Astro down. But incredible guy, loved picking his brains, and we took a lot out of him as well. So it just happens to be that everyone I'm bumping into at the minute is an ex-GAA player.
Yeah, that relentlessness that's needed to go back-to-back. I know last week you were talking about maybe having a list of banned words around the place. What are you bringing? What are the words you're using? What are the motivations that you're bringing into the camp? Are you going back yourself 20 years to when you were going back-to-back as a player and the things that were said in that Chelsea dressing room?
No, I remember just more sessions that I probably use now rather than actual team talks and words. But no, here there's many quotes, phrases we use to prod the guys here. You all know that. My wife mentioned that Sean Gannon did an interview with the club a couple of days ago. So I went online to read it last night to see what he was coming out with. And the one word that jumped out to me was relentless. It's a word that I've used so much over the 3 years, but it's more apt than ever now. Our fourth year in, and it's about being relentless. If the guys, and I've told the guys what we did last year, as in effort and quality, that won't be enough to win the league this year. And also for myself, for the staff, for the players, just doing enough or thinking you're doing enough this year, it won't be enough. So I think it's good to be maybe a little bit paranoid as well. Can I do more? You can always do more.
Celtic fans will be able to attend their Champions League playoff second leg match against Bayern Munich after avoiding a ban. The club's been fined €10,000 by UEFA after supporters threw fireworks during their match against Aston Villa last month. Celtic had warned fans not to book travel to the German city over fears of a suspended ban on away tickets for the use of pyrotechnics would be imposed. And Mary Feather's 95th minute winner booked Manchester City a place in the Women's League Cup final with a 2-1 win against Arsenal. The win came just 5 days after they had lost to the same opponents in the league. Arsenal boss Renee Slager says the nature of the defeat was difficult to process.
Yes, I think they are better in the first half, City. They dominate longer spells of the first half. I think we do much better in the second half. So I think it's almost a game of two halves. I think even though we do better and we build better attacks, there's not enough end product on the attacks. So like you say, we don't create as many chances as we would like of those attacks. And then the game ends that way. I think it's a throw-in situation. I'm not sure if it's their throw, but that we can't control that. But they get the ball, we get time to organise, and then all of a sudden, I think it's Giroud with her left foot, finding that little gap to shoot, and we knew that. They have good players on the pitch with shots from distance. But it's a hard one to take, because there's no time at all to do something about it. The referee blew the whistle 2 seconds after, so it was a hard one, so we're all gutted.
And City will play Chelsea in next month's final. Off the ball.
Number one is Johan Cruyff of Holland, perhaps the world's greatest footballer, certainly the world's most expensive. He cost £900,000 when he went to Barcelona. Cruyff is 27.
Cruyff making ground to get himself under there. Oh, a beautiful dummy from Cruyff.
Now, with Zaire, Vidinic can build on a basic gift of speed. Not for nothing do they call themselves the Leopards.
Well, what on earth did he do that for?
He doesn't mind if they bobble in, as long as they're going. This, you know, there's far too many forwards trying to put a hole in the back of the net. Not him. He'll push them off the post and push them through the goalkeeper's legs.
Bono, Müller,